I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Sounds from London this weekend as groups of masked and hooded young people set fires, looted shops, and attacked police officers in a London neighborhood when a peaceful protest over the police shooting of a young man escalated into a full riot. More than 150 people were arrested, more than two dozen police officers injured. The BBC's Farhana Haider joins us from London. And Farhana, police are calling this organized criminal behavior. Others are pointing to the depressed economy in this area, the neighborhood called Tottenham. What happened?
I mean, this was all triggered over the weekend, and it started on Saturday. We had a vigil, a march for Mark Duggan, who was killed by police on Thursday in an operation. This was a peaceful event, but then events escalated and became violent.
And you say in an operation. What kind of operation? We know police, all police don't carry guns, so this was a special unit that deals with guns. Do we know more about what the operation was and why him?
We don't have much information on the operation other than the fact that it took place on Thursday. Mark Duggan was in a cab and he was shot by police. He later died. He's been accused of carrying a gun. His family members have said that it's very unlikely, but the inquiry into his death is still ongoing and the details about the operation are very scarce.
Well, the man shot appears to be black. Do we know, is race or ethnicity a part of the equation here, or is this more us versus them, you know, an out-of-work population, regardless of the ethnicity, angry at authority and police?
Well, I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, Tottenham, it has a larger black community, but it also has a lot of young people, and it has one of the highest rates of youth unemployment in London. And in some areas of the ethnic community, it can be up to 50%. Recently, local community centres have been cut, where people used to go in their spare time or help to be trained. So there is this sense there's a lot of young people with little prospect. There is that sense that people are angry that the government is not doing more.
Well, the area where the rioting started is close to the site of the Olympics, the Olympics which will be taking place next summer. Is there a connection to that? Are people feeling as if they're not going to benefit from, you know, that big event, or they're being pushed aside because of it?
That's been an ongoing debate about the fact that what will be the legacy of the Olympics and if these stadiums that are being built will be helping the local community. And many argue they won't, that the legacy will not affect local people. The deputy mayor of London, Kit Malthouse, because the mayor of London is away on holiday and is not coming back despite the riots over the weekend, he said that the capital's image has been tarnished as a result of the events of the weekend. And he said, with only a year to go to the Olympics, it's pretty rotten for London and it doesn't look very good. He said over the next few months, the police and the community need to underline to people the fundamental truth about London, which is that it's one of the safest cities on earth.
And as you said, that was the deputy mayor, because the mayor didn't return from his vacation. The Home Secretary did. So, you know, what is the sense of how the government is responding, again, with the mayor not coming home? And what can the government do going forward to, you know, as the deputy mayor said, send out a different image?
What is being called for is to look at an investigation into what sparked the riots in the first place, and that's the death of Mark Duggan. Now, a police investigation is happening on that. Now, and there have been calls to address this community, this disenfranchisement that people are talking about, of the youth feeling that they don't belong, that they have little prospect. The government has been talking about investing more. They're also saying that there is no excuse, there is no reason for criminality. But community leaders here are saying that that arrests will not help the situation. And what needs to be done is talks with the community to address these deep-rooted problems.
Meanwhile, Farhana Haider, just a brief thought. How shocking is this for people in Britain to be looking at these images?
It's very shocking, Robin. I mean, we haven't seen images like this in the last 26 years.
The BBC's Farhana Haider in London, thank you so much.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.